Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Yesterday on the show, we were asking the question, how many of you listening would call yourselves conservative, but you're still pro-choice, whatever you want to call it, pro-choice, pro-abortion. How many of you would identify as that? I used to call myself that. I used to say I was fiscally conservative, but I still supported abortion because I wanted the women to be able to choose. I have obviously switched my stance on that and now consider myself very pro-life. And I was very interested that, I mean, within minutes of asking that question on the air yesterday, we started getting voice messages from our Odyssey app. And it's not too late if you want to leave one for us.
Yeah, we'll play it later in the show for sure. But it, we did. We got a response from people who either feel that way now or used to feel that way, right?
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting because there's probably more people who would fall under that category than we probably think, whereas abortion for me is enough of an issue where if a candidate wasn't pro-life, there's just no way I could possibly vote for you. It's just not a chance. Now, I do want to say this. 98% of the women who are having these abortions are probably wrecked over it. They didn't want it. They felt like they had no other option. They were terrified. Maybe they were a teenager. There's all kinds of things that could happen. And then maybe they're still wrestling with it all these years later. So I am so sorry if you're one of those people who's going through that. And just know that there is forgiveness. In my opinion, it'd be forgiveness through Christ. But just know that there is forgiveness in that. Of course, you hear the crazies who are on, you know, the liberal TikTok whatever site saying, I want to have an abortion. That's my goal. That is pure evil. If you want it and you're celebrating it, I will never understand that. Let's play some of these because I want you and I, Mark, to be able to respond to some of these. And I just want to get a feel for where people are at.
So you have to leave your name. This is Jack from St. Charles.
Good morning. My name is Jack. I'm a longtime listener of conservative radio, probably going on 25 years now. And you guys just brought up an issue about abortion being a liberal or non-liberal issue. I lean right on everything, but I am, I guess you would consider me liberal on that one issue. I'm a business owner of many years. I'm very fiscally conservative, but I really do wish I understand the concept. I also go to church every Sunday, and I understand both sides of the story. And I just, for once in my life, I'd like that not to be a determining issue.
First of all, thank you for your comment. That was gutsy that you were able to leave that. And I think that's important for a lot of people to hear, especially you saying you go to church every Sunday, because I'll guarantee you a lot of other people who sit in church every single Sunday would also say they are pro-choice. So you're certainly not alone. My question for you would be like, show me scripture that supports that stance. Show me in the Bible, if you're saying you go and you're a Christian and you sit in church every Sunday, where that is okay in the Bible. Because I can point to scripture, Jeremiah 1:5, Psalm 139, I believe it is, that points to the fact that God knit you in your mother's womb. I chose you. I formed you in your mother's womb. I mean, I can point to scripture that, thou shalt not murder. I mean, there's so many things that I could point to biblically that support my pro-life stance. So what in the Bible supports the stance of being able to choose and have an abortion?
Well, I mean, and the desire that this not be the big issue that it is not, I don't know if that's politically possible that this not be the big issue that it is.
Well, it's a matter of life and death.
It is. And I agree with you on the fact that I'm not quite sure how you can follow what the Bible tells you and also think it's okay for abortion to be a thing and to be perfectly legal up until the 36th month. And then that never happens is what the left says. Well, then why is it necessary? Why would you ever say that? But just follow the science. Mm-hmm. The people on the left are the ones that tell you to follow the science. There are there were 20,000 people packing this dome in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention who are ranting, who are passionate about that they have the ability to take a life if they want to. That's what they're passionate about. And that's where I don't understand it. I don't understand the whole rape and incest thing. We've talked about that. But it's such a small percentage of this whole thing. That is not the case in the vast, 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 overwhelming majority of abortions. It's a convenience issue, or it's about birth control. It's the most selfish decision you could ever make for a few minutes of passion. I don't understand that. And I don't know. I think that's why it's a big issue.
Well, and keep in mind, I mean, I understand not all conservatives are Christian, okay? This isn't just a religious issue, in my opinion. This is a human rights issue. Why should someone be really, for lack of a better word, not allowed to have to live? I mean, who are you to say that life isn't valuable? I mean, you hear people talk about how, well, the person would have a disability. Some of the most incredible people on this planet have a disability. So would you walk up to them and say, well, I could have justified, you know, not having you and just killing you in the womb? And I don't understand the argument. Let's play another clip, Carl.
Yes. This is a woman named Dawn.
Your comment this morning on 97.1 about abortion in the movie. I've never heard of it, so I Googled it, and I watched half of it, and in the first 10 minutes, I was bawling. Yes, it should be required by everyone before they make a decision. Sorry, I got upset.
Wow. What Dawn is talking about right there is the movie Unplanned, and it tells the story of Abby Johnson, the former director of Planned Parenthood, who left and now is very pro-life, and it is gut-wrenching. Watch Unplanned, and I think that's also part of the problem is these people who are very pro-choice, if you want to call it that, they don't know what really goes on in an abortion. And of course, you can take the medication, and that can be very, very dangerous for the woman, too, the mom. But just an abortion, if you're going to Planned Parenthood, they're sticking a syringe in through the mom's belly into the baby to kill the baby, basically triggers a heart attack. Then they pull the baby out, clamps, vacuum, and then they quite literally dismember it. And Planned Parenthood, if you go to their website, they want you to believe that baby inside the mom's womb isn't going to feel pain until I think like 28 weeks or something like that is what they try to claim. I've seen studies. In fact, there's one, I think it's called Sage Journals, that will say that there's evidence that the baby may feel pain in the first trimester. I mean, we're talking 12-ish weeks.
It's heartbreaking.
Please go watch. Did I get her name correctly? Did you say Dawn?
Yes.
Okay. Like Dawn did. Thank you, Dawn, for taking the time to watch that. I'm telling you.
And she could only make it halfway.
That is how grotesque it is. I'm telling you. If you support abortion, please go watch that movie. And I would love to message me. I want to hear from you.
The sad thing is the people that need to watch it won't. And as Ronald Reagan once eloquently pointed out, and I'm paraphrasing here, 100% of the people who are pro-abortion have already been born.
Yeah.
Just let that soak in for a minute. It's a good point. We'll continue to take your messages on this. Just click on the microphone there on the Odyssey app. Find 97.1 FM Talk on there. You'll see the logo just below it. There's a button that says live, so you can listen to the show wherever you go. And just to the right of that is a little microphone. And you click on that. All the shows here have it. You can record your message, and it'll pop up on Carl's computer here. And we will we'll play it back on the air as we go throughout the morning. Wow, that was a fantastic segment, Kim. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.